Also tonight, hiring on the upswing after the economic devastation of the pandemic. But now many employers are having trouble filling seasonal jobs. Stephanie Rule explains.
Atlantic City is getting ready for tourists.
It's going to be a huge summer at the shore.
The only thing missing? Workers.
But right now, we would like to hire at least another dozen people.
Despite millions of people out of work, 42% of small business owners, like Scott Cronick, say they can't fill open positions.
The reason, I think, frankly, is because there's a lot of stimulus money out there.
With added unemployment benefits, many without jobs are receiving, on average, over $600 a week, around $16 an hour. That's more than some jobs pay. And a lot of those jobs are only part-time. It's a problem from Cape Cod to California wine country. And to compete, some businesses are even offering signing bonuses to hire people for the summer.
From hotels and casinos to small shops on the boardwalk, tourist towns like Atlantic City rely on summer. And less workers means less business.
But for over 4 million out-of-work Americans, it's fears of COVID keeping them home.
How much they start paying?
$12.50.
At a job fair in Atlantic City, nine casinos came looking to fill 1,800 positions. It ended early. Only 20 people showed up.
Do you have a backup plan?
The backup plan is if managers are having to clean rooms and serve guests, that's what we're doing.
The Golden Nugget Casino wants to hire 150 people, dealers, waiters, housekeepers.
Could you afford to pay them more?
We could, but as we pay them more, the cost of goods goes up and customers are going to be paying more, and it's difficult.
A return to summer as we know it might just cost a little more. Stephanie Rule, NBC News, Atlantic City.